This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you guys want to make some money, I have a futures bet that's going to hit, and I know it. The favorite in the NFL... to win, who do you think the favorite is to win Defensive Player of the Year next year?
Verse?
No.
Garrett?
No, he plays for Detroit.
Oh, Aiden Hutchinson. Nice. He's also comeback player of the year, top notch, right?
There it is. He's your current odds favorite to win comeback player of the year and defensive player of the year. And finally, maybe for once, we might get an actual comeback player of the award that actually is what the award is for.
Can you parlay that?
No.
You can't?
I don't think so. Just like you can't parlay the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl and Mahomes to win MVP.
You can't parlay that?
I couldn't. Glad I didn't.
No, I mean, that's, you know, you didn't win either of them. So, no. Like, you know, but if you were one, both. Like losing one leg of that parlay would have sucked. But
at least I couldn't on DraftKings. You might be able to do it on FanDuel or Underdog or stuff like that. You might be able to do
it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just asking that question out loud. I don't know if you, I mean, I'm sure somebody would take your money if you wanted to do it that way. But no, Aiden Hutchinson, obviously he could be comeback player of the year. I don't know who I would think of right now. Maybe Rashi Rice could be in that category. But with that suspension looming, does that kind of factor in as well? And they gave DeMar Hamlin comeback player of the year. He didn't play last year. I mean, so it would have been better to give him the award this year. He actually had a really nice season this year and has become a free agent. He may make some money on the open market this year. So, Aiden Hutchinson seems like the logical choice just off the top of my head right now of who's going to be that comeback player of the year. Can it be somebody who had a really bad year and then come back and have a really good year, or do we not want to embarrass that player?
Well, that was basically Sam Darnold.
I was going to say, that's Darnold, right? He was bad, and then he was good.
Yeah. Did he end up winning comeback player of the year, though?
No. I can't remember.
Who won
honestly,
it this year?
I don't know. You guys know me in awards. I hate them.
I thought it was Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
But he was hurt last year, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So
seven games.
Right.
Yeah, literally, yes.
Like half a year,
half the year.
But can you do it where you just had a really bad year? Like, say Patrick Mahomes had a year where had 25 interceptions, 7 touchdowns, and threw for 2,500 yards, and comes back the next year and goes 50 and 5,000. No. Is that a comeback player of the year award? Why
it should be.
You know, you went out there and dominated. Like, Saquon Barkley could have been comeback player of the year.
That would be good.
I mean,
well, he was offensive player of the year.
The way that he kind of turned his thing around. You know, but I guess they give it to somebody that was injured, you know, and then come back from injury. I guess I don't know.
I just don't need the award.
Yeah,
it doesn't do much for me.
Yeah,
comeback player.
What if Travis Kelce goes out there and has 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns? Are you comeback player of the year?
He should be.
He should be, right?
I'd be in on that.
If Tank Dell comes back at all and plays,
great one. Yeah, exactly.
All he's got to do is play. Because, I mean, that guy shattered his entire leg.
Oh, it sucks.
Still caught it.
Seriously, dude. Great player.
Friendly fire. He's won.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because it's not the same with the catastrophe that it was, but he had similar sort of breakage that Alex Smith had.
When's he going to really play, though?
They say he may miss the entire year.
So the following season, if he comes back in 26
and
plays well, then you, I mean, my God, to sit out for that extended period of time.
Because you know who the favorite was to win comeback player of the year this year was? Like this previous season.
Oh, yes, I do.
It's the guy we're about to talk about.
It is?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Blew his Achilles.
Blew his Achilles, and then you come back and play well, but he didn't play well.
And now he's got a wish list.
He does, which is surprising to me. So TMZ caught up with Aaron Rodgers outside of a gym in California.
Is
which,
he on these teams' wish list?
That's where I want to know.
Okay.
Who has Aaron? Because it takes two to tango. Which team has Aaron Rodgers on their wish list right now? And I will say, if you have Aaron Rodgers on your wish list right now, you better be a strong SOB as a head coach that's not going to put up with his nonsense. And there's about two or three guys in this league that can handle that. It's Mike Tomlin, it's Pete Carroll, and it's Sean McVay. Those are the only three teams, in my opinion, that should be considering Aaron Rodgers for their quarterback position. If you are a young head coach, do not consider Aaron Rodgers. He will ruin you. He will ruin you, and he will ruin your career. Stay away from him if you're a young head coach in this league. And so, obviously, we don't need a quarterback here. Buffalo doesn't need a quarterback there. But clearly, Pittsburgh does.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. might, if they're going to move on from Matthew Stafford and his wife. And then you've got the Raiders, who clearly need a quarterback. The Giants need a quarterback as well. You can't go to Aaron Rodgers in New York.
No.
That ship has sailed. That is done.
That'd be awesome,
from that
though.
Standpoint. So TMZ catches up with this guy outside of a gym in California, and they asked him basically, what are you looking for in a new team? Number one, he wants to be wanted. Okay. So we've got to find a team that this is narcissism 101 here, right? I got to find somebody that loves me and wants me and wants me on their team. I don't know, quite frankly, if that team exists.
Well, that's basically the conversation we just had, though. Like, who wants Rodgers?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, so that's obvious number one. Like, somebody's going to want you.
Somebody's
going to
want you, right? Yeah. And does anybody really want Aaron Rodgers on their team? If you truly want Aaron Rodgers on your team, then you didn't see the last 2 years, right? And again, you better be one of those three head coaches that I named. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And then he wants to be surrounded by talent. And he didn't seem opposed to some good weather either.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know him personally, but like from what I've seen, I don't think that he will ever have like that sort of self-deprecating moment where it's like, maybe I was a little much last year in New York. Maybe I need to amp it down. Maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to like sit down with like a general manager or a head coach and like have a conversation of what I want to be. Because like to me, a great spot for him would be like the Niners. Because I don't know if Brock Purdy's that great. I don't know if he can sustain a full season without injury. Again, I know Rodgers wants to be a starter. He still has that sort of mantra in his body that he wants to be. But, I mean, like, that's a team that's surrounded with talent. I think that head coach could kind of – he's kind of in that – not the same level as McVay, but Shanahan's been to two Super Bowls. He kind of knows his offense. He doesn't need Aaron Rodgers to be a leader. He just needs him to go out there and play quarterback. You're surrounded with talent. Your hometown team when you were a kid – makes sense. I mean, I don't know. Like, they need a Brock Purdy's always going to get hurt, but again, Brock Purdy's their starter. They're not going to have Aaron Rodgers be a backup because he's not going to go to be a backup.
And I think they're bought into Brock Purdy, it seems like. There's been a lot of talk about them wanting to get a deal done with Brock Purdy from the organization, not Brock Purdy saying, I want to get a deal done. When the player says it, I don't pay much attention to it. But when a team talks about it openly, they'd like to get this guy back, well, then that seems like they want to have that guy back, or they want to float out there that, hey, we tried and he left and it wasn't our problem. But you don't have room for him right now, I don't think, in San Francisco. And I don't think that's the right. Like, if you're truly committed to Brock Purdy, Aaron Rodgers gets in the way. He's got to go to a place where he is going to be the number one guy. He's going to be the starter, and you know that, right?
I think he's going to the Raiders.
I like this Rams conversation a lot. And I also like the Steelers conversation with Aaron Rodgers. I like both of those because I think the Rams are going to trade Matthew Stafford. It just feels that way to me.
To your Giants, or?
I don't know to who.
I just think he's gone.
I just feel like there's so much smoke, you know?
A lot.
I mean, you start blaming the wife publicly like has been happening.
Yeah.
Like that. Like if I'm the player, I'm saying, then you're going to trade me. You're sitting here blaming my wife now? You're tired of my wife? I'm out.
She's,
you know?
Yeah, she's a part of it. The money and the age are the big parts. But then they did tack that on, which seems kind of petty to be like, well, also, we're not really big fans of your wife who's, you know, kind of gets out in front of the team and tries to make things into a big deal that they shouldn't. Because she, what, threw a pretzel or a hot dog at somebody? Is that right? Should look that story up. To be like, Stafford's wife throws food.
Hey, she's also on a podcast every week ripping the organization. Like, you can't do that.
But I don't... was that a bird?
What was that?
Oh, my Lord. You got to check and see if we picked that up.
What in the hell was that?
That was 5 feet from the microphone.
Oh, my God.
He just said, so by the way, backstory to that bird.
It's been rough.
So this is the growing boy that he is. That was a loud belch.
Was that a fart or
it was a bird? So he had pasta last night with the lady, you know, before the game and all that. And he said after the game was over, I was hungry.
I was.
So he ate leftover pot roast before he fell asleep.
Pot roast?
Yeah, so that's what you just heard.
A good amount.
What time?
10:30.
Oh, and again, from the text line, they said, how is his wife an issue? We just explained it. So I'll say it again for those of you hard of hearing in the back. The Rams came out and said the reason why they look to trade Matthew Stafford is age, money, and they don't agree with what his wife is saying about the team. That's what his wife has the issue.
Yeah, your wife can't be out there ripping the organization on
And that's
any
the
level.
Most I'll say about somebody else's family. That's what the reports were.
Right.
That's what was said. That's what we're reporting.
And when you hear that, it sends a message that we're ready to move on from this guy. We just got to find the right offer. And it's probably best for everybody if they split up and they move in their own separate directions. ESPN is running the Yankees story now as breaking news, guys.
Yeah, of course they are.
They just flashed breaking news that the Yankees are going to allow Beards.
From the 816, hating on Rodgers is unreal. You don't like him because he's a conservative. That is not true.
It has nothing to do with
anything. I don't like him because he's narcissistic and he's an individual who makes up storylines to defend himself. That has nothing to do with politics.
The guy single-handedly costs so many good people their jobs. Robert Sala, Nate Hackett, the guy who took over for Robert Sala, Joe Douglas, the general manager, just to name four people right there that Aaron Rodgers single-handedly torpedoed and left basically an NFL smithereens. Like, I don't know that Robert Saleh is ever going to have a head coaching job again. I don't know that Nate Hackett is ever coaching any level of football again. I don't know that Joe Douglas is ever a general manager again in the NFL. And Eber McFadden, whoever was the coach of the Jets, that guy's never going to get an opportunity to do anything. And so
I really liked Eber.
I just look around and I go, Aaron Rodgers is a jerk. He's not a nice person. It was all about him. Everything he did was about him and not the team.
Like, he didn't show up to minicamp, didn't show up for all these OTAs, didn't show up for team meetings.
You literally were in, like,
Egypt. Got five people fired, did a darkness retreat, did a documentary on Netflix, had nothing to do with his team.
Would go on the Pat McAfee show every week and criticize things. Like, that's not... Patrick Mahomes was doing that.
It was like name-calling people for their decisions in life, like Mr. Pfizer to Travis Kelce. Like, what did Travis Kelce ever do to you, man?
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah, no, Aaron Rodgers is not a good dude. Just not a nice person.
Somebody said, I'm a staunch conservative, and Aaron Rodgers is a tool. So, again, I don't like the way that he goes about his, like, professional career. I don't care what you vote for or who you vote for, as long as you're just a good person. Like, I literally don't care, but Aaron Rodgers is not a good person.
No, he's not.
Look at his tenure in Green Bay, look at his tenure in New York Jets, and look at him everywhere else. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, it does actually make sense, though, now, because you people wondered for all these years, how did Green Bay only win one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers? Well, when you have 52 people rowing left and another guy rowing to the right, or however you want to say it, and that quarterback is the one who's drifted away from everybody, it's hard to win. It's hard to win. Like, the fact that that's why I still think that as the days go by, I give Mike McCarthy more and more credit for finding a way to not truly have that all come to the limelight when he was the quarterback in Green Bay, right? You didn't know Aaron Rodgers was a douchebag until he went to the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew his brother didn't like him, but you're like, who knows what the family dynamic is? You didn't know what kind of douchebag this guy was until he left Green Bay. They did a great job. Like, Mike McCarthy navigating all that. Could you imagine every day going in there and looking at this guy going, God, man, I know you're really good, but you got to help us do this or do that. If it doesn't work for me, I'm not doing it. Like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, the dirt's going to start to come out as the days go on about how truly he did ruin that Jets organization. And I do feel bad for those guys because they had an opportunity to get a quarterback. At that point in time, you're not going to say no to Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely, you're not going to say no to Aaron Rodgers. Then you got him into your system. You saw him, you're like, I'll never say yes to this guy again, which why I think it's buyer beware now when you go out and get Aaron Rodgers this offseason, if anybody does want Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and it stinks because, I mean, I said before the season, I don't think this, you know, however bad this goes, it won't affect his legacy. And now here we are, and it's like, I don't know. I think this is really starting to affect the way I'm going to remember Aaron Rodgers about him. And I think that's going to be true for a lot of NFL fans. I mean, this is a guy who's widely considered a top 10. Some people try and argue maybe top 6 quarterback of all time. I don't know how much that'll affect those conversations, but He sucks.
Yeah, he really does.
I'm not going to remember 2011 when he was awesome. I'm going to remember this.
You remember that what happens at the end usually, yeah. Right? And what happens at this is why athletes sometimes stay away here too long. You want to get out a year early before it's a year too late. And Aaron Rodgers probably stayed around a year too late. But also, too, I do have some blame of the Jets as well. You allowed this to happen. You didn't have a strong leader in place to say, we ain't doing this, okay? I appreciate how good you are. You won a Super Bowl, fantastic. But you know what? This is a team sport, and this is how we're going to do it. You can't turn the keys over to Aaron Rodgers and just let him run your organization.
It's never worked in the NFL.
No.
It's almost really never worked in sports. A couple NBA scenarios, maybe, but Lakers and LeBron, maybe, but like, eh.
But they only won the bubble.
Yeah, exactly. It's one.
You know?
Somebody says, having to explain why Rodgers is a big bag of D's is wild. It's blatantly obvious. Definition of narcissistic.
Yeah.
Oh. Big bag of D's.
Yeah. And then, of course, it's 100% does. You don't like him because he does experimental drugs. You talk about LeBron the same way, LOL. Well, one, LeBron doesn't do experimental drugs. B, never said anything about Aaron Rodgers doing it. Like, I would love to do ayahuasca. I'll admit that on the air. I'll go to wherever I need to go to try it. Never say anything about that. It's just he's a me person. He didn't do anything for his team, and he ruined that Jets organization. Robert Saleh was fired. Their GM was fired. Their offensive coordinator was fired. People went out of New York because of one person.
How many players, too?
Yeah, Sauce Gardner almost said he wanted out of there if Aaron Rodgers was there.
I mean, he just ruined lives, man. He did. He ruined lives for people. I just have no use for that guy.
Yeah. That was you, dude.
That was your burp?
That's so bad.
That's so disgusting.
Why are you eating pot roast at 10:30 at night?
I was hungry.
10:30, 11.
Go to bed.
I was hungry. Yeah.
Drink a glass of water and go to bed.
Yeah, I know, Dad. I know.
All right. New bit that we're starting here on Fesco and Dusty as we move forward.
Or if you're going to belch, turn your mic off.
that was a whole lot of Sprite and pot roast, man. Play that again. Is that drop saved?
I mean, it sounds like
Elf.
It sounds like a creature's coming out of your stomach and is gonna like.
Is John Coffey sucking the flies out of your body?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like too.
Oh my god,
that is demonic.
You're either Little Nicky or you're Will Ferrell from Elf after eating like spaghetti syrup and candy. My lord. All right, something we're gonna start doing on Fridays during the baseball season. Is we're going to call it turning two. You know, baseball, you turn two. Two things we plan on doing this weekend. Tonight, I'm pretty excited. Two things I'm doing this weekend. Dinner and drinks tonight, and then going to my buddy's mother's celebration of life.
Oh, nice.
She had a battle with kidney failure. Finally, now sits in the kingdom, has passed away. Mm. And so this weekend, as we all kind of get together and remember her, we are going to celebrate, have a good time. It's 2 hours away from my home. So it's a travel, stay, have a good time. There's like an Irish bar. We're all going to get together.
Where's it at?
I can't remember. I the town starts with a B. I have to look it up.
Bucyrus?
Maybe.
Butler?
No, it's not Butler. It's a town that I'm not familiar with.
You got to keep going, Bob.
You'll get
Bolivar?
There eventually.
That's a good one.
It's not Bolivar. It's going to take a while. This is terrible radio, so we'll stop. And then my other cover, too, obviously tonight, having a good night, going to go to Anton's. I don't know if you've ever been there. Great steakhouse.
Cool.
And then going to Green Lady Lounge.
Heck yeah. It's one of your places,
man. Haven't been to Green Lady Lounge in a while, so going to check that place out tonight, have a sidecar, enjoy some jazz, and, just kind of enjoy the Friday night since, it's been terrible weather.
Yes.
Still going to be chilly tonight, like 10 to 15 degrees, but going to have a good little time. And then tomorrow I'm going to have a little bit of celebration of life. So that's my turn in two this weekend.
What do you got going on?
Well, Bob, we're switching places today. One of my friend's kids is coming over after two, so I'm going to watch her all day
today.
How
old?
She's like two and a half, two. So, yep, me.
Oh, is Hannah going to be there?
No, she won't be there.
So you by yourself. You calling mom over? Is your hot friend coming?
No,
I'd join you.
Yeah, you can come over. No, my mom is working, so no, it's me. It's me and a two-year-old, so that's going to be fun. I love kids. It'll be great.
Uh-huh.
A little touch and go. It's been a while since I've changed a diaper, so we'll get there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to binge Severance. We're almost done. I'm loving it.
Yeah, that's what you're going with.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. No, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's whatever it is.
Yeah, it's what's going on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's called life. You do these things.
Your friend needs,
this is cool that you're doing that, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, my friend needs help. I'll watch you. I got nothing to do this
afternoon. Yeah, they called last night, and I was like, you know what? I can do it.
How many hours?
Well, she's being nice, obviously. She's like, well, whatever you can do, but I told him bring over like 11, and Hannah gets off like 3:30. So if I can, she naps around 1. So I figure if I can make it 2 hours, she naps for an hour, and then an hour more, Hannah will be there. So most of the day, yeah, till 5 or 6.
That's fine. Cool. Yeah, it's fun. You'll get a kind of an experience, yes, and a little dry run as to, you exactly know, what the future could potentially hold for you. For me this weekend, I am going to see my friend, Sebastian Maniscalco this weekend. I'm going to go see him.
Oh, you do have your push notifications on emails.
No, I don't.
Oh, you're getting tickets.
Yeah, back in October, yeah. So my friend Josh from Smokehouse Barbecue. We're going to go out and watch the concert, I guess you could say, the performance of Sebastian Maniscalco. My wife was supposed to be out of town this weekend, and then she decides she's going to stay in town. So my wife and he canceled a trip. It's pretty simple. How does that happen? Just does. I mean,
well, you could have said my wife's trip got canceled. No, it didn't. She was going to go out of town, and then she decided not to.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. She decided the other day. She goes, "I'm just not going. I'm out on this one. I want to stay home."
My bad. I'll take the time off
And do that. So jeez, she and Josh's girlfriend are going to get together and do their thing.
Oh,
and
good.
You know, kind of hang out. We're going to go to the show, come back, and you know, have cocktails with them.
That'll
on
be
Saturday.
Fun.
So yeah, Sebastian's great.
That's
I've
one
never
of your
seen
guys.
Him.
It's one of your favorites.
I love him. Yeah, I love Sebastian Maniscalco, right up my alley. And I've never seen him in person. And I just heard from even people this morning in the building how great, you know, he is in person. So I'm excited for that.
Good. Where is that?
Sprint Center.
Okay, good.
Yeah, nice. Big venue. Yeah, really big venue.
He's hilarious. That's good.
He is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's great. And I don't even know who's opening or anything like that, so I don't care.